8:46, thanks for joining us here on WWL. Trying to get a number of perspectives on this new report that U.S. families are having fewer children than ever before. On average, U.S. women now have less than two children, not nearly enough for the next generation to replace itself on this earth. Professor Christine Whelan, a consumer science expert at Emory University, joins us now. Hey, Dr. Whelan, how you doing?
Thanks so much for having me on.
What is your reaction to the CDC's report that we're continuing to see, and now we have the lowest birth rates ever in the United States?
So this has been an ongoing trend over the last several years. And really, this 1.6 children per woman fertility rate, it's not just a number. It's a signal that we're kind of have been entering this new demographic era. And on the one hand, we can say, gosh, this is a serious problem because we are not replacing ourselves here in the United States. On the other hand, we could see it as kind of a wake-up call for a lot of the reasons why women and families in general are making these choices.
And why are women and families in general making these choices, as far as you can tell?
So there are a lot of economic and social factors that come into play here. My grandmother always used to say that every baby comes with its own loaf of bread. And it was a very sweet phrase, meaning that, you know, that the things will come with a baby and it'll all be okay financially and that the support will be there. But that's really just not true. So as we see prices rising, as we see really the economic costs of having a child increase because it requires time outside of the workforce, there's increased opportunity cost to having children. What we see is that many women are postponing motherhood until they feel more secure. And then when they do have children, they're realizing that it's just one or maybe sometimes two children, but those big families really are a thing of the past.
What has changed? I mean, it was always expensive to have children, right? And I know in pure dollars, what it costs now to raise a child clearly is more than it did 20, 40, 50, 60 years ago, but incomes have gone up as well. Has the actual cost compared to what people earn gone up of having a child?
Yes, if you think about the cost as an opportunity cost as well. So if we think about it, having kids used to really be a path to security. But now in rich and developing countries, it's the opposite, that parenting means a financial sacrifice. And that, of course, then turns those would-be parents into maybes or nos. I mean, if you go back through to a couple hundred years, having children was a practical economic decision because kids worked on the farm and ran the family store. But now we see kids as no longer a financial asset. Really, they're an emotional investment and an expensive one. And of course, when we are in prosperous nations like ours, then we have to think about the fact that time spent raising kids means time not spent on paid earned income. So then you add the price of education, healthcare, all those enrichment programs and after-school activities. All of those things mean as societies grow wealthier, the return on investment, so to speak, for parenting becomes less about financial gain and more about personal fulfillment. But if you can't pay the bills, then that personal fulfillment comes at a really steep price.
When we come back, I'll ask Professor Whelan what the future looks like and get her reaction to some texts that claim people are being selfish by not replacing themselves on this earth, and others saying it's the responsible thing to do. Somebody else texts in and says, we don't have the village to help parents raise kids anymore. Schools, neighbors, society in general aren't interested in helping parents. So we'll continue that conversation as well as we talk about why we are seeing the lowest birth rates ever in the United States and what it means. Right now, we're going to check on WWL traffic. The CDC says we've hit a record low for the number of children that are born in the United States per woman. Less than two. It's 1.6 now. Why is that? And what does it mean for the future? Dr. Christine Whelan is with us. Doctor, some people are concerned that we're not going to have enough people to take care of the previous generations as they age. We're not going to have a large enough tax base if we don't have more people. We're not going to have enough people to fill jobs if this trend continues. What do you think the future looks like?
Well, there are many ways to get more people into a country, and fertility is certainly one of them, but immigration is another. And so what we actually see is that the actual raw number of births has not declined in the United States, and that's because of some immigration reasons as well. But the overall fertility rate, the number of children per American woman, has declined. You know, interestingly enough, when you ask women how many children they want, American women still say they want about 2.5 kids. So there's a real gap between, you can call it a gap between the dreams and the diapers, right? And it's filled with student loans, with child care costs, with burnout expectations of how much it's going to take from us emotionally and financially to raise these kids.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
They want between two and three,
but they're only having between one and two. And you said earlier, mm-hmm. largely that's because they're waiting longer and longer. I want to ask you this. Some of our listeners are saying that this is selfish on the part of families and women because they don't want to sacrifice their personal quality of life that they would have to, those sacrifices they would have to make to have children. And all parents know that it is somewhat of a sacrifice mm-hmm. to your time and to your money when you have kids. Others are saying, no, we're being more responsible as a young generation now because it's not fair to bring children into the world if you can't afford them. Your thoughts on those two perspectives?
So, honestly, everybody has something correct in each of these perspectives. So on the one hand, you know, we actually see that women in their 40s are now the only group that are having more babies. Right. So if we can think of it not maybe as a baby boom, but as a baby shift, people are shifting to have children later. And yet, of course, when you wait until your 40s to have children, it also may be more challenging to have children. And so that's why we see more and more people turning to in vitro fertilization and to other help having babies when they actually decide to have to start a family. But this idea of is not having children selfish? Well, this is really a long-standing discussion. My mother, actually, who was an epidemiologist, wrote a book in 1976 called A Baby Maybe, The Guide to Making the Most Fateful Decision of Your Life. And it was a choice about whether or not to have kids, especially as a woman who wanted to pursue a career. And the reason she wrote it was because she herself was one of the first female graduates from the Harvard School of Public Health and was trying to decide whether or not she was going to have a baby.
Well, for your sake, I'm glad she did.
Well, I was about to say the punchline of this story is, of course, I am the baby maybe. And while she was doing this research for the book, she decided to have me. But she only had one child. And now I am in a very different situation. So now I have five children, and I am on the other end of the spectrum, raising a very large family, which is sort of certainly kind of out of the cultural norm right now. And so I see both sides. So the idea of saying one is selfish and one is selfless, I don't know. There are pros and cons to both, but it most certainly is a personal and an economic decision.
Professor, thank you for joining us and enjoy those five babies and living outside of the social norm. Glad your mom had at least one. And we appreciate your sharing your perspective with us here on WWL.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. This does increase the importance of the conversation of responsible immigration. And I don't know where we're headed as a nation in general, but I do know right now, with the current leadership we have under President Donald Trump, the emphasis is on restricting immigration. So the conversation going forward is, how do we have responsible immigration where we're bringing enough people into the country to make sure that we don't have an issue in the future with not a large enough tax base or not enough people to get the job done that needs to get done in terms of being employees. One person texted and said, if you have fewer people, you don't need as many people working. Well, that may be true for the current generation, but the generations before still need that tax base for health care, Social Security, and other things. It's a lot.